Good Wednesday morning. Welcome to the WLBB Community Voice Program here on News Talk 1330, FM 106.3, streaming live online at newstalk1330.com. And this morning, we're on the News Talk 1330 WLBB Facebook page. Thanks to Joel Brock for handling the camera duties this morning. I'm your host, Colin Worthington. I'll introduce you to our guest in just a second. She's the Harrelson County High School valedictorian for the class of 2020, and more impressive than that, if it can possibly be more impressive than that, she's been accepted to the United States Military Academy at West Point. She'll be heading out there later on this week. And she's kind enough to join us this morning. Watched her valedictorian speech that she gave, I guess, about 10 days ago. And watched all the speeches from all the local high schools from the valedictorians. And a lot of the students in their speeches, they discussed a lot about coronavirus and how it affected the school year. But they offered a little bit of hope and said, hey, you know, we're strong and we persevered. But our guest this morning, she her speech caught my attention in what she discussed. She talked about the own obstacles she's overcome. And I think once we hear her story, I think a lot of us would have used that as an excuse not to succeed as she has. But she's doing very well, and I think we're proud to have her on the program this morning. Grace Keaton, our guest. Good morning.
Good morning.
And we do appreciate you coming out here this morning. And anybody who has a question or comment they want to add to our program this morning, please feel free to post that on the News Talk 1330 Facebook page. And I'll look at that and share it. Again, Grace Keaton at Harrelson County High School, valedictorian for the class of 2020. The big story, what I really wanted to focus on is West Point. That's not something that a lot of people get to go to or attend. And I think you told me 10% acceptance rate each year.
Yes, sir.
And you were one of them. How long ago did you find the interest in going to West Point? How did somebody get interested in wanting to be part of that?
Well, I first found an interest in the military, and in particular the Army, when I entered JROTC in ninth grade. It kind of awakened me to that, and I thought, well, that would be a good fit for me because I'm all about order and, you know, things being as they should. And so I was in there for a while, and I thought, you know, JROTC is nice, and enlisting would be good, but I thought, you know, I would like to try to do something, you know, bigger, if that makes sense. So my uncle is currently enlisted in the Army. He's a great guy. He's a staff sergeant right now stationed in Virginia. And he told me about West Point. He's like, why don't you apply? You know, they're the best school the Army has to offer. So I went and I looked it up and I did some research. And at first that 10% acceptance rate was a bit discouraging, but I thought, you know, I can do it if Brandon thinks I can. And my family were very encouraging, very supportive. So I was like, you know, I should apply. I should try. So I set my sights on it starting in ninth grade, really. And then I kind of pushed on. When I was in 11th grade, I applied to go to their summer camp, the Summer Leaders Experience. And I got accepted in that. And that was a lot of encouragement. And then I just continued on in the process.
For anybody else is interested in going to West Point, do you encourage them? Ninth grade is when you really need to start focusing on being part of that?
Yes, sir. I feel like you really need to get an early start because there's so much that go into getting in. You know, your physical fitness has to be top tier. Your grades have to be top tier. You need to challenge yourself in your classes. Prepare for the SAT. Of course, you have to have at least a 1350 on that is what they look for. And just getting an early start on everything, including, you know, you have to have a congressional nomination to go. So I would start early on those and contact those offices, of course, too.
And we'll talk more about that, about the school in particular. But as far as being a valedictorian at your high school, great honor. Very proud of that.
Yes, sir. It is a great honor. Once again, with that, when I was in ninth grade, you know, my grandmother actually kind of encouraged me. She said, I made great grades throughout middle school, and she was like, well, why don't you try? You know, I think you could be first. You should aim towards that. So I was like, yeah, I'm going to be first.
And so did you know, I mean, even freshman year, sophomore year, were you watching your grades and watching other people's grades as well?
Yes, sir. Yeah. I one of the counselors in the office, Miss Addison, I would go in there and ask for my transcript every week, and she would just say, it's not changed, Gracie. And it was always kind of funny because I'd always go ask for it, and she's told me that's the one thing she's going to miss about me. But yes, I monitored it very closely, and because it was very important to me, and I put in the hardest work I could. I took very strenuous classes because I felt like I wanted to be challenged. I graduated with taking 18 college classes from the West Georgia Technical College, And I don't regret any of it. I took classes over the summer. I loved it. It pushed me a lot, and it also broadened my interests.
So do those classes go towards your high school grades, or are those classes you'll be able to use once you're maybe, you know, after West Point or during West Point?
They actually, it was a dual credit, so mm-hmm. it went towards both. But West Point, they kind of said, you know, we don't really accept outside credit. So, but I do have some background.
Grace Keaton, our guest on this morning's Community Voice program. As far as being valedictorian, it's not just about grades, right? It is participation in clubs.
Oh, yes, sir. I was heavily involved in, you know, the JROTC program, Beta Club, the Service Learning Club, Fellowship of Christian Athletes, and the tennis team. You know, it's that well-rounded persona. That's what I tried to have. And that's what West Point looks for.
To go to West Point or something like that, do you have a bigger patriotism than the rest of us? Is that sort of the motivation as well?
Yes, sir. I've always been very interested in American government and politics. I feel like I found that interest around eighth grade when I had an American government class, and you know, I feel very passionately about our nation and everything, and I love American history.
And what are you going to focus on? Is there at West Point?
I've considered law, pre-law and legal studies, perhaps being a lawyer or a judge one day, or maybe even a politician, if that works out. That'd be pretty cool.
Now you're heading out this Saturday.
Yes, sir.
And you're going to fly out there. What does that schedule look like for your first day?
Well, I will be getting there on Sunday at the bright hour of 5:30 a.m. And
you're getting there at 5:30, so when are you leaving?
Oh, Saturday I leave out on the plane around, departs at 11:22. I land in New Jersey at 1:45, and then I got some time, and then...
You have some time at 1 o'clock
prepare.
In the morning
to prepare? Yeah.
And then do you know who you go meet and that for that whole day, and then when do you actually classes start?
Well, I'm going to get there, and we're going to meet, like, all the people who are going to be involved with basic training, the officers and everyone, and basic training will last 4 weeks, and then mid-August classes are scheduled to start.
As far as basic training, have you had to prep for that, or are you ready to go for all that?
Yes, sir. Dramatically, I've been running twice a day, exercising a lot. I run, like, 3 miles a day. I've been drinking a lot of protein, making sure my weight's good, lifting weights. And getting mentally prepared, reminding myself what's going to happen, you know.
Grace Keaton, our guest on this morning's Community Voice program, valedictorian for the 2020 class at Harrelson County High School, and she's been accepted to attend the United States Military Academy at West Point. Again, that she'll be heading out there on Saturday. There was a young lady out of Villarica, I don't remember her name. She also, in our listening area, those are the two people that I'm aware of who were accepted to West Point this year, and both young females, and glad to see that. As well, the process once you decided that you know you wanted to do that was the first thing reaching out to a congressman for filling out the paperwork and get that acceptance from him and get the recommendation from him or her.
Yes, the first thing I did really, I sent an email to one of the regional commanders for West Point, and I expressed my interest. I signed up for their mailing list, and I also emailed the congressional offices and told them that I was interested in applying for a nomination. So they have an idea of who I was. I thought that was important. And they just told me the time frames for everything. Just kind of have a leg up. Just, I'm here, you know.
And you were telling me that the document, 18 pages, that was filled with the specific questions, or were you just told to talk about yourself for 18 pages?
Yes, the documents I submitted to each office, you know, Congressman Graves and both of our senators, they're about 18 pages long. It was just a picture of me, 3 essays for most of them, teacher recommendations, just a lot of stuff so they could get a well-rounded view of who I was, you know, like a disciplinary record, which was blank, just one page. Mm-hmm. a physical fitness thing. I had to take a test, so they wanted my test scores, of course, just... all inclusive.
And nobody from Harrelson County has ever been accepted to West Point.
That's correct.
The as far as attending West Point, it's everybody who goes is on scholarship of some form, right?
Yes, the federal government pays for your education there, but you pay it back with 9 years of service.
Of service, yeah. Absolutely. All right. Grace Keaton, our guest on this morning's Community Voice program, valedictorian for the class of 2020 from Harrelson County High School, and she's also heading off to the U.S. Military Academy at West Point later on this week. Today's Wednesday, and just 3 days of civilian life left. Time right now is 8:40. We'll take our first break. Come back and continue our conversation here. Community Voice brought to you by Tanner Health System and Oak Mountain Academy on News Talk 1330, FM 106.3.
At Oak Mountain Academy, our daily schedule includes convocation, prayer, and the Pledge of Allegiance. By doing so, we build a family-like community where all students grow and flourish and personal faith is encouraged. Through community service and a historical approach to biblical study, our students are taught the value of the warrior way, honesty, respect, and responsibility. Oak Mountain Academy, we are a family creating legacies. To learn more, visit oakmountain.us.
For more than 70 years, you have turned to Tanner Health System for your healthcare needs. As our community moves forward, Tanner is here for you. Strong, safe, and close to home. Routine medical appointments, urgent elective surgeries, and imaging are back on the calendar at our hospitals and Tanner Medical Group practices. With the safety of our patients, staff, and community always our top priority. Learn more at Tanner.org. Hashtag We Are Tanner Strong. That's Tanner.org. Hashtag We Are Tanner Strong.
It is now 8:41. Welcome back to the WLBB Community Voice program here on News Talk 1330 FM 106.3. Streaming live online at newstalk1330.com. And this morning we're on the News Talk 1330 WLBB Facebook page. So thanks for tuning in and checking us out on the Facebook page this morning. A lot of comments already for Grace. Hey, Grace, proud of you. Who was that? That was Kim Avester.
Thank you.
Kay Thornton, congratulations, young lady. Nan Stevens, congratulations. And I can see a lot of my friends watching on Facebook as well. Grace Keaton, again, our guest this morning, Harrelson County High School's 2020 valedictorian. And again, we'll be attending the United States Military Academy at West Point in just 3 days. Part of the reason I did want to bring you on this morning was after watching your valedictorian speech, and it did stand out from a lot of the other ones. Not that the other ones were bad that I saw this year, but watched about 11 of them. They were all streaming, but yours did stand out to me as well. And the point that you made that, hey, you know, overcame some things and to show that you're in line to become pretty successful here. You mind talking about that as well?
My past and everything.
Your past, if you don't mind.
Sure. When I was a lot younger, my parents, they had a lot of problems in their marriage and everything, and that eventually led to them getting a divorce when I was around, I think I was like 7 or 8 years old. That was really hard to go through, just seeing them not get along and everything. But, you know, even then, during all that turbulence in my life, you know, I started focusing on school. That was kind of my escape. I could focus on my work at school and reading and stuff like that, and it helped. But they just had a lot of disagreements, so they ended up filing for divorce when I was around 8 years old. My father was given custody of me then, and I lived with him for a couple months, and unfortunately we were in a car accident. He passed when I was 9. And since then I've lived with my grandparents, my paternal grandparents, and you know, all that happened, I didn't want it to be a discouragement. Like I'm very thankful for the family that I had that took me in, because they kind of told me, no, Grace, you can't let that hold you back from who you are. They don't define you. You can be your own person, you know. Don't let that get you down. And that encouragement really helped me go on to, you know, look past that. And I found something that motivated me, you know, school, success, the future. I just thought, you know, I don't want to repeat the mistakes of my parents and everything. So
And it is striking, because I think a lot of people could use something like that, you know, in order not to succeed, to do things and get in trouble and then be able to blame it, you know, on something like that happened in your life.
Right.
But a good family apparently is pretty helpful.
Yes, they have been, Mike. I love my grandparents.
And it's worth mentioning your great uncle was with us here this morning. He came over here with you. Lives in Whitesburg, and you came over from Harrelson County. Again, Grace Keaton, our guest on this morning's Community Voice program. Talk about the JROTC program at Harrelson County. You were in that for 4 years. Is that typical for students to be in there for 4 years?
Kind of. I was in there for about 3 years. Normally 2 to 3 seems to be how long. I mean, I think only 25% kind of stay the whole way through, but that's still a good amount of people. The JRTC program is really great at our high school. We're going to gain some involvement in there. Basically, we have class. We learn about stuff to do with the Army because we're an Army JROTC. We learn the regulation in the Army, stuff like that. Some military history, actually. We do drill and ceremony. We learn how to march, of course, and we do physical exercise in there. And we wear the uniform, of course, and we're graded on it. It's a strict environment, but I think it's really good for some kids to be in there. It teaches you a lot about respect and how, you know, you should treat people and just be a better student, a better person.
We don't want to mention any names as far as the students, but have you watched students during that 3-4 year period? Did you watch them change maybe based on their time in the JROTC?
Unfortunately, I have seen some people change, and even myself, I feel like JROTC, and I have to really thank First Sergeant Brown for this. I went to ninth grade. I had a lot of stage fright. I was very scared of speaking in front of people. I wouldn't be here today if it wasn't for him. I mean, he really pushed me, and he would make us present everything we did in there, all of our schoolwork, didn't matter what it was, and he would always call me out to present because he knew that I had a problem. You know, I was really nervous with that, and just, you know, over time, getting in front of people, getting a good response or even criticism, it really made me feel more confident in myself, and my confidence I can attribute somewhat to JROTC.
How about participation, male and female ratio in JROTC?
I've actually, since I joined in ninth grade, I've seen more females start to join, which I think is really good. There's still more males in there, but females are getting a lot more involved, I think.
Do the guys give the ladies a hard time at all about being in there? Or has that changed, or did you ever see that?
Thankfully, I actually never really saw that. Last year when I was in, we have commanders that are in charge of each class, and there's four classes of JROTC per day, and three of the cadets who are in charge of those classes were females, including myself.
I was going to ask, so it takes up half of the day pretty much then that you're in JROTC? You say it's four classes. Is it four separate classes a day? It's not like you're participating in four classes.
Yes, it's a first, second, and third and fourth period.
That. Mm-hmm. And does that replace another class at all to be in that?
JROTC acts as an elective. Mm-hmm. Of course, you can do a pathway, and then if you complete three, and that goes towards like your diploma pathway completion. So,
and how are you graded? Do you think you're graded on attendance and dress and things like that?
Yes, sir. They grade us. They graded us on everything in there. They graded us on, of course, our academics in there, our drill and ceremony, even our physical fitness. We had a physical fitness test. So you had to be, once again, all around, you know, academics, physical fitness, military bearing.
What percentage of the students at JROTC are going to follow that, you know, post-high school? Are they going to stay in the Army or the Navy or, you know, some armed force?
Although, you know, JROTC is a program, you know, dedicated to making young people better citizens, most of the cadets I've spoken to have considered a military career.
How about you? Grace Keaton, our guest on this morning's Community Voice program. She's the valedictorian for Harrelson County High School for the year 2020. And she's heading off to the United States Military Academy at West Point later on this month. We're going to take our final break and come back with about 10 minutes left in our program. We didn't talk about the coronavirus experience at your high school, so we'll talk about that a little bit after this break as well. Community Voice brought to you by Tanner Health System and Oak Mountain Academy here at News Talk 1330 FM 106.3.
For more than 70 years, you have turned to Tanner Health System for your healthcare needs. As our community moves forward, Tanner is here for you. Strong, safe, and close to home. Routine medical appointments, urgent elective surgeries, and imaging are back on the calendar at our hospitals and Tanner Medical Group practices. With the safety of our patients, staff, and community always our top priority. Learn more at Tanner.org. Hashtag We Are Tanner Strong. That's Tanner.org. Hashtag We Are Tanner Strong.
At Oak Mountain Academy, our academic excellence shines through innovation and a personalized educational experience. Our pre-K 3 through 12th grade environment offers a family-oriented atmosphere. We are an independent school with faith-based values and an academy honor code. Our academic standards prepare our students for college and beyond. I'm Patrick Duran, headmaster, inviting you to visit us on the mountain or at oakmountain.us. Come see how our warriors are creating legacies.
Hey 849, welcome back to the WLBB Community Voice Program here on News Talk 1330, FM 106.3, streaming live online at newstalk1330.com. And this morning, we're on the News Talk 1330 WLBB Facebook page. Appreciate all of you tuning in and giving comments to my guest this morning, Grace Keaton, Wendy Thompson Clark. You are looking at one incredible young lady. She's really something special and has an amazing future ahead of her. Tammy Keaton, familiar last name.
Yes.
She believes you are awesome.
Thank you.
Allison Beaver says, "Ah, go Autumn." And lots of other comments there, and I encourage you to take a look at them after the program. See all the
so
people that are wishing you the best. How about your friends? What do they think about, what was their response to you finding out you're valedictorian, much less, you're going to leave the state. You're going to go to college far, far away.
They were very, very happy when it was announced that I was valedictorian. My friends are really kind people. They were really excited. They've been rooting for me since ninth grade, been a great encouragement. And so that they were really happy about that. And about me going to West Point, the ones that are, I only have one friend. Well, actually, I have two friends that are actually going to school up there near me. One of my friends, she's going to school in Manhattan, and the other, he's going to Seton Hall,
yeah.
Seton Hall in New Jersey. They're sad that I'm going to leave, but they're really excited to see what I'm going to do in life. And we've all just, we're still going to meet up when I'm here and everything. So
that first 4 weeks of basic training, though, you're confined. You're not leaving campus for that point at all, right?
That's right. And no cell phone for a whole month.
Can you handle it?
I think so. I'm going to have letters to write. So
that's true.
I told everybody to write me. I can respond that way.
Oh, yeah, very nice. You're not going to be able to access Facebook or communicate
no, sir.
That way at all with any friends at all. All right, the coronavirus. That's that's taken up our newscasts and the news cycle over the last five months at this point. And it did affect your senior year in high school. I don't think you can overlook the fact that, March 13th? That was
your
last day when you, I guess when you guys heard that you weren't going to go back to school on the 14th, were you a little excited about not getting some time off? Did you really think it was going to be 2 months and that you guys wouldn't go back to school?
Well, I've always been that kid that hates when there's a snow day because I have to miss school. I love going to school. Perfect attendance throughout high school, unless there's a snow day or something. So when I heard that, I was like, aw, at least we'll be back in 2 weeks, but that 2 weeks turned into 2 more weeks. And then I started to think, maybe, we might not return this year. But it was when I heard the governor say that all schools were closed, it did hurt a lot. I was like, I'd like to have a last day. But after thinking about it and having our graduation ceremony that, I'm so thankful that my school put in the effort to give us a traditional ceremony. They didn't have to do that. I'm very thankful for them doing that. I thought about it, and I kind of had some closure because I realized, if we would have went back, there'd have been the potential of some people getting sick.
Sure.
And it was the best thing that needed to happen to protect everyone, and I can accept that.
Grace Keaton, our guest on this morning's Community Voice program, you're clearly a student that likes to learn. Did you, how about the virtual learning experience? Is that something, do you see students benefiting from that? Is that something that you believe a student can get a full education doing?
Personally, I already had some previous experience with virtual learning through West Georgia Technical College. I've taken a few classes online there, and I have to say it's much different experience. I prefer to be in the classroom. I think it's not exactly the same, but with virtual learning, you just really have to take control. You have to basically, read and teach yourself. You have to be willing to put in a little bit more effort, but I definitely prefer being in the classroom.
Got about 5 minutes left here in the program with our guest this morning, Grace Keaton. She's Harrelson County High School's 2020 valedictorian, and she's attending the U.S. Military Academy at West Point later this month, and I hope everybody realizes how big a deal that actually is. Not an easy thing to be part of, and I think to live a good portion of your life wanting to attend West Point is actually a big deal as well. Looking back at the valedictorian speeches from a lot of the schools, I heard the phrase, it takes a village, at least a couple of them, and I believe that's true as far as, creating a good environment for our youth for them to be successful. Harrelson County, who were your biggest supporters? Obviously, talk about your family a little bit, but maybe as far as educators, somebody else in the community that you look up to and appreciate a lot?
In the community, I know for sure, I got to say, I loved all my teachers. I had all of them were huge encouragements and so kind and amazing. But two teachers and one counselor, they really stand out to me. Mr. Michael Clayton, he's a literature teacher at the high school. I had his literature class since 10th grade, so I had him three times. He's just was always very encouraging, but he also, you know, he showed me reality. He would tell me, you know, if I was wrong in doing something. He just gave really honest advice, and very smart man. I really, really respect him. He was so happy when I got into West Point. He's just always been there. He proofread my essays for West Point and everything, and I wouldn't be here without him, I don't think. And Miss Gail Brown, she's a math teacher at the high school. She's also the coordinator for the dual enrollment program. She also just, I could always confide in her, go to her for advice. She was just a very great role model. They both are. And Miss Ivester, a counselor at Harrelson County High School, I think
I'll say that
she's
name's
listening.
Familiar.
Yeah. She, you know, I could go to her office. She was always just so willing to help me and all the other students, in particular the seniors. She was just, she went above and beyond her job. All three of them did, and I can't thank them enough.
I think when high school students hear adults, you know, give advice on things and offer encouragement, sometimes they may just kind of, you know, turn a deaf ear to it, you know, may not understand what a teenager's going through and their experiences at the time they're going through them. But can you offer advice to students right now, maybe somebody 9th, 10th, 11th, 12th grade who, you know, who wants to be valedictorian, who has that initiative, who may want to go to West Point? Can you offer some good advice to them?
What I always have to say, I've said to a couple of my friends, you have to start early. You have to stay motivated. When it comes to academics, make sure you're taking the most, I'm going to say, difficult classes you can. Like, if you have the choice between honors and AP, do AP. Just challenge yourself. Push yourself as hard as you can. Get a leg up on studying for the SAT or ACT. Definitely, you know, when it comes to physical fitness, I'd say go ahead and start working out and exercising, getting ready for that, because that's a big part of it. And I also say, you know, stay involved and make sure you have, you know, time to cool off and have fun, but keep your focus on what your goal is, and don't ever think that you can't achieve it just by, you know, where you come from or your family. You know, you can do anything that you set your mind to. I believe that. And like I said in my speech, you're not defined by the circumstances that are around you if you have that mentality.
Great way to end it too. Grace, thanks for
thank
coming
you.
Out this morning and talking about
thank you.
And sharing your story. It's a great story, and congratulations on the valedictorian and of course going to West Point as well. And we appreciate you tuning in this morning to the Newstalk 1330 WLBB Community Voice program. This entire show will be up on our website at newstalk1330.com. You can listen to the audio version there, or you can visit the Newstalk 1330 WLBB Facebook page and see Grace during this interview. And of course, yeah, if you have more comments for any more congratulations, I encourage you to post those on the Facebook page as well, and hopefully she'll take a peek at those later on. Have a great Wednesday, everybody. We'll be back here tomorrow morning at 8:30 with more Community Voice.